The Senate has passed a measure that it hopes will protect people from unsolicited email or spam. The bill passed last night in a vote of 97-0. It fused several versions of anti-spam legislation that have percolated in Congress for several years, but by far the most controversial part of the bill would set up a do not spam list, similar to the do not call list for telemarketers. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Senate debate was dominated by descriptions of senior citizens bombarded with dozens of ads for drugs and vitamin pills, of thieves and criminals prowling the internet for unsuspecting shoppers, and of children clicking open sexually explicit emails. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum said the greatest concern to America's families is pornographic spam.
My 10-year-old John takes cyber classes on the internet, and I am just appalled by the filth that he has to go through every day, whether it's emails or pop-ups, and just trying to get his work done.
The Senate bill would require that all pornographic emails carry a warning label in the subject line, making it easier for consumers to filter them from their inbox. The bill also stiffens penalties for spammers, especially those who send out hundreds of thousands of unsolicited emails at a time. It gives the Federal Trade Commission new authority to track down and prosecute spammers, including a provision that would allow the FTC to share the proceeds from lawsuits with citizens who turned in the spammers, essentially allowing spam bounty hunters. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden sponsored the bill.
Enforcement is going to be the key to making this legislation work. And when this bill is signed into law, I've been saying that the enforcers, the Justice Department, state attorneys generals, internet service providers, and others have got to be prepared to come down on those 200 or 300 big-time spammers with hobnail boots.
Consumer groups are mostly happy with the bill. John Mozina heads COUS, the Coalition Against Unsolicited Commercial Email. He says consumers are most excited about a part of the bill that would set up a do not spam list.
It's not a total analog to the do not call list, but the idea is basically the same, that rather than having to tell every marketer who sends you something, no thanks and don't contact me again, it lets you say ahead of time to everybody, you know, don't spam me.
Business marketing groups also agreed that the bulk of the Senate bill would be good law, except for the do not spam list. Bob Winson is president of the Direct Marketing Association.
The fact of the matter is that a do not spam list is just simply not going to work. The people who are causing spam are people who are going to ignore any rules. They're people who are ignoring all the rules now.
Winson says a do not spam list would only serve to punish legitimate businesses, especially small ones who prefer marketing on the internet because it's cheap. The Federal Trade Commission has determined that roughly two-thirds of all spam is already fraudulent, many by making false claims or misrepresenting the sender. That's why, said many senators, the enforcement provisions in the anti-spam bill are so important. Several similar bills are being considered in the House. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.